Thank you very much, and welcome to the Mesa City Council meeting for March the 5th. All of our council is present. We will begin our meeting this afternoon with an invocation offered from the Baha'i faith, and I think just in the lick of time, we have Susan Widener. Thank you, Susan, for joining us. We're going to invite you to offer the invocation here in just a moment. Following the invocation, we will be led in the Pledge of Allegiance by Elijah Roberts from Troop 356. So I'd like to invite everyone to please stand for the invocation and Pledge of Allegiance. So, Joanne, please lead us in prayer. Thank you. Yes, please, right here at the podium.
O thou forgiving God, these servants are turning to thy kingdom and seeking thy grace and bounty. O God, make their hearts good and pure, in order that they may become worthy of thy love. Purify and sanctify the spirits, that the light of the Sun of Reality may shine upon them. Purify and sanctify the eyes, that they may perceive thy light. Purify and sanctify the ears, in order that they may hear the call of thy kingdom. O Lord, verily we are weak, but thou art mighty. Verily we are poor, but thou art rich. We are the seekers, and thou art the one sought. O Lord, have compassion upon us and forgive us. Bestow upon us such capacity and receptiveness that we may be worthy of thy favors and become attracted to thy kingdom, that we may drink deep of the water of life, may be enkindled by the fire of thy love, and be resuscitated through the breaths of the Holy Spirit in this radiant century. O God, my God, cast upon this gathering the glances of thy loving kindness. Keep safe each and all in thy custody and under thy protection. Send down upon these souls thy heavenly blessings. Immerse them in the ocean of thy mercy and quicken them through the breaths of the Holy Spirit. O Lord, bestow thy gracious aid and confirmation upon this just government. This country lieth beneath the sheltering shadow of thy protection, and this people is in thy service. O Lord, confer upon them thy heavenly bounty, and render the outpourings of thy grace and favor copious and abundant. Suffer this esteemed nation to be held in honor, and enable it to be admitted into thy kingdom. Thou art the powerful, the omnipotent, the merciful, and thou art the generous, the beneficent, the Lord of grace abounding.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Elijah, please come forward.
The pledge. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Well, thank you, Ms. Widener. Thank you, Joshua, for helping us get our meeting off to a great start. The first item on our agenda is to take action on the consent agenda. Mr. Christopher, would you please come forward and read the consent agenda?
Mayor and council members, these are the items on the consent agenda. All items listed with an asterisk will be considered as a group by the city council and will be enacted with one motion. There will be no separate discussion unless a council member or citizen requests, in which event the item will be removed from the consent agenda and considered as a separate item. If a citizen wants an item removed, a blue card must be completed and given to the city clerk prior to the council's vote on the consent agenda. Item 2, approval of minutes of previous meetings as written. Item 3A, act on liquor license application for Mesa Encore Theater, 3-day event, Friday, March 23rd, Saturday, March 24th, and Sunday, March 25th, 1600 West Main Street. Item 3B, act on liquor license application for Queen of Peace Catholic Church, 1-day event, Saturday, March 17th, 141 North McDonald. Item 3C, act on liquor license application for Rosa's Mexican Grill, 328 East University Drive. Item 3D, act on liquor license application for Rosa's Mexican Restaurant and Tacadilla, 3129 East McKellops Road. Item 3E, act on liquor license application for J.D. Chen's Chinese Food, 9303 East Baseline Road. Item 3F, act on liquor license application for El Cancun Bar, 1328 West University Drive. Item 4A, act on one-year renewal of the term contract for the Safety Shoe Program for the Human Resources Department. Item 4B, act on three-year term contract for pipe repair clamps for the Materials and Supply Warehouse for the Water Resources Department. Item 5A, act on resolution to extinguish a drainage easement of 2836 South Signal Butte Road. The property owner made the request to accommodate the proposed development of New Traditional Academy School. Item 6A, act on a resolution declaring that certain documents filed with the city clerk and entitled Appendix A amendments to the Mesa Zoning Ordinance 2017 to be a public record and providing availability of the documents for public use and inspection. Item 6B, act on ordinance amending Mesa Zoning Ordinance Title 11 of the Mesa City Code. Amendments include various technical updates and minor revisions to chapters 1 through 5 and other chapters that relate to the changes made in chapters 1 through 5. Items 7A, 7B, and 7C are being continued to the April 2nd, 2018 City Council meeting. Mayor and Council members, these are the items on the consent agenda.
Thank you, Mr. Christopher. Have we had any requests to speak on any item on the consent agenda? We have not. Mr. Freeman has made a motion, seconded by Mr. Luna. Please vote on the consent agenda. The vote is unanimous in favor of adopting the consent agenda. The next item on our agenda for this meeting is item 8, items from citizens present. I do have one request to speak. I'd invite Tara Bartlett to come forward. Ms. Bartlett, as I understand it, you're the teacher of a great class at my favorite junior high school, Carson Junior High School. We're glad to have you here today. I'm sorry?
It's his junior.
Oh, I'm sorry. Mr. Freeman was also well-educated, and he's a fan of Carson Junior High School. But do you have something to share with us?
I do.
Thank you. Yes, I'm sorry. I didn't know if it was just you or if you have some students that you'd like to. So we look forward to hearing what you have to share with us. Hi, welcome. Just so we know, this is what's the name of your class? Is it public policy?
Or is it an English class.
Okay.
And we're working with Project Citizen, which is a project from the Arizona Foundation.
Would you do me a favor and step up to the microphone just so the folks at home can hear you as well? Thank you.
It's actually Project Citizen, which is a program through the Arizona Foundation for Legal Services and Education, and they fund We the People, Project Citizen, Kids Voting, so all the civic engagement programs. So our English class, we've been doing our reading and writing through public policy this year.
Great. Thank you. We'll combine this into one blue card.
Yeah.
Thank you. Please proceed.
Maricopa County Animal Care Shelter is closing because of a number of cages and having hardly any room for any more animals to stay. Our class wants to fix this issue with the mandatory microchipping of dogs. We would also like to like the public's opinion on this issue as we try to find ways to make microchipping a better price, since the county charges $25 a dog. With the help of a microchip, it can solve problems. Since microchipping dogs, there will be less stray dogs on the street. There are only 2 control officers in the whole city of Mesa. Right now, when Mesa Animal Control picks up a stray dog, they take the dog to the shelter, but the Maricopa County is closing. Thus, rather than taking the dog to the shelter, if the dog was microchipped, it would be much easier for Mesa Animal Control to just take the dog to their owner, especially because Mesa Animal Control trucks already have microchip scanners.
Thank you very much.
The questions we ask the people are, do you own a dog? Is your dog microchipped? The average cost of microchipping is $25. Is the price appropriate if microchip were to become mandatory? What price do you think this is fair? What are the pros to microchipping? Cons? Do you think microchipping is necessary? And why would you get your dog microchipped?
With all the students we surveyed, 32 people in total. Out of 32 people, 28 had dogs and 4 didn't. Then we asked if they were microchipped. 13 did and 19 didn't. We asked whether microchipping would be mandatory. 14 said it's not necessary and 18 said it is. Then we asked if they would get their dogs microchipped and 28 said yes, but 4 said no.
Interviews. Lupe Rodriguez, Officer, Mesa Animal Control, Jose Santiago, Public Information Officer, Maricopa County Animal Care and Control.
We interviewed two people who work with dogs about mandatory microchipping. The two people that we interviewed were Jose Santiago, who works for Maricopa County Animal Control as a public information officer, and Lupe Rodriguez, who works as a City of Mesa Animal Control officer. Lupe Rodriguez said sure to the idea of dogs being microchipped. Jose Santiago said mandatory microchipping would benefit by having less animals in kennels, more owners reunited with pets in the field, and lost pets can be scanned and reunited back to their owners without going to the shelter. These two people who work with dogs both said that having mandatory microchipping would be a good option.
Microchipping your pet can solve many problems, such as reduce the amount of streets overpopulated with stray dogs. There are only two animal control officers in the whole city of Mesa, and Mesa is 133.1 square miles. The size of Mesa is just too big for two officers. The animal control officers don't even have a shelter to take the animals after the animal shelter closes.
We decided on to focus on three policies for microchipping dogs. The policies are optional microchipping, a secondary offense, and a mandatory microchipping.
Optional microchipping. The way we can enforce optional microchipping is by not making the law mandatory for the dog to have a microchip. By keeping the law optional, the dog will still need the county license on his or her collar if the dog does not have a microchip implanted. If the dog does not have a license, then it may not have a microchip.
Microchipping could also be a secondary offense to not licensing a dog. This would be when a person has their dog licensed through the country, but their dog gets loose. However, even if your dog is licensed, which is mandatory, your dog can still get loose and may not have its collar and the owner's phone number address on it. Then there is no way of telling whose dog it is. Leading to this misshape would be the demand that the dog would be microchipped.
What are some reasons for mandatory microchipping? Well, for starters, microchipping is easy. Microchipping is an easy process as a microchip is the size of a grain of rice and is injected in between the dog's shoulder blades. The microchip is linked with the owner's address and phone number, which will help vets and animal control officers find the dog to return to the owner. Many vets and animal control officers do recommend dog owners to chip pet dogs because if the dog is to get lost, the owner could easily be reunited with the lost dog instead of having to go to the shelters and look for the dog themselves.
Pros include the ability to reunite lost dogs with the owner, the painless process and small size of the embedded microchip, and the ability to reunite owners with lost dogs faster. Outside of the cost, we could not really think of any cons. We would like to look at ways to lower the cost of microchipping dogs, especially if this was mandatory. We feel the process of this policy are great ways to convince the city of Mesa and its citizens to help make this a law, as what we all want to keep our pets safe.
To start with, microchipping today is optional. Although our class would like to make microchipping mandatory, a microchip, a small device implanted in a domestic animal, is placed in between the animal's shoulder blades. The microchip does not affect the animal's health or limit their physical movement. Some of the benefits of microchipping is that a collar, or tag could be removed fairly easily. But if your pet is microchipped and has a tag, it will be much easier to access the owner's information. If your pet is microchipped, it would be a guarantee to get your pet back safely.
Only 22% of pets are microchipped. Although the number of microchipped pets are growing rapidly, We contacted a country animal care and control officer, and the average cost to get your pet microchipped is $25. The officer also shared a story such as a microchipped pet went missing for 2 years, was returned to the pound to be checked for a microchip, and was reunited with the owner.
This law, we suppose, will be affecting all dog owners in Mesa, Arizona. Our class believes all dogs should be microchipped. We plan to propose this policy as a law in the city of Mesa by the year 2020. The mandatory microchipping all dogs should be a law in Mesa to reduce strays and get lost dogs back to their owners quickly.
Any dog that is over 4 months is recommended to wear a harness or a collar that is attached to a valid license tag. If any dog that are on the public streets, park, or public property, then the dog's owner or custodian is responsible of this chapter. Any dogs that are at large will be impounded and apprehended with the enforcement agents. Any stray animal or pet shall be impounded in a shelter, also given proper care and maintenance. Any impound licensed animals can be reclaimed by its owner or owner's agents. That they are reclaiming the animal also needs the right proof to do so and pay the pound fees that it is needing. Each stray animal that is impounded shall be kept for 72 hours. Also, the maintenance, unless it's claimed by its owner, also pay all the pound fees and complies with the license. If dog or cat not claimed by the hour that is needed, agents shall take possession and may be up for adoption or in humane manner.
We want all Mesa dog owners to microchip their dogs if the dogs are not already microchipped. We don't want any stray dogs in Mesa because it could be harmful if stray dogs attack you or family members. And what if your own dog is attacked just because the dog that attacked your dog is a stray? This could have all be prevented if the dog was microchipped. Additionally, what if you lose your own dog? If you had a microchip, the pound or the city animal control could contact you. You also wouldn't have to worry about your dog being in the pound for over a month or two and possibly being adopted out to another family.
Thank you for your time. Our class is proposing that Mesa for a city adopts a mandatory microchipping law due to all the reasons that were presented with you tonight. As you can see, we have everything from interviews with public information officers at both the city and the county, as well as looking at current Mesa City Code that was shared as well as it stands with just the licensing, but with the shelter closing that poses a whole new set of problems. And our class brainstormed a community problem. This is the one they came up with, and then they had to explore some possible solutions and data behind that. So thank you.
Mayor?
Yes,
Mr. Man, I don't get this kind of staff. This is amazing staff work.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. What I'd love to get is if there's any way we could consolidate all of the narratives here and get that to me. This is a great idea, and we'd like to present it to the council in a future discussion. So thank you so much. That was awesome.
Thank you, guys. We are actually going to a district competition at the end of March, and then fingers crossed, and possibly by default, we're going to the state competition in May. So,
okay. That's always a good way to win, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, let me just add, Ms. Barlick, kudos to you. I can tell you're a great teacher, and that this is a great class, and these kids are getting a lot out of this. So let me second what our city manager said just a moment ago. Please email the presentation to us. We will review it. Our staff will review it. I know Mr. Freeman and I, and maybe others, we'd love to come out and visit your class, and we'll give you a response from the city of Mesa. Okay, we can't do that right now because it's not on our agenda. So frankly, we can't talk about it in detail, but we'd love to get the material. We'll come out and discuss it with your class, and hopefully we'll be able to make some progress on a really good idea. Okay, so thank you very much for being here, guys.
Thank you again.
You bet. Yeah, and Ms. Barlow, we'd love to take a photo. If you want to stick around, we're going to be done here in just a matter of a few seconds, and maybe you can attach that to your presentation, and that'll increase your chances at this big fight you're going to have at the district. Okay? All right. Thank you. Ms. Mickelson, any other requests to speak? Okay. That being the case, is there a motion to adjourn this meeting? Thank you very much. All in favor, please say aye. Aye. We are adjourned.